you and your friends have any made up dating terms that you use for one another? Like going slumming or...
Wow, that is old.
That's an old term.
That is an ancient term that nobody has used for probably decades. Since you and I were out in the dating world.
I was going to say, I haven't used it in a while. I don't know if I've ever used it, but I've heard it plenty of times. Anyways, so there is this new term called Shrekking. I'll let the Today Show explain.
Well, the dating world can be full of tales that end happily ever after, but that is not the case with this new Gen Z term. Shrekking refers to dating someone who you're not really attracted to in the hope that you will be treated better by this person in return.
Wait a second. So this is like date someone you don't think is attractive, a.k.a. an ogre, because you'll be treated better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, when you date down, pick someone you're not necessarily attracted to, but you think, you know what, I'm going to choose this person because they're at least going to be nice. But then you find out that they're actually not nice. So that's Shrekking.
That's okay. Oh, okay. So they're not attractive and they're a jerk.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
Now obviously this is based on the plot of Shrek, where Princess Fiona takes a chance on, you know, Shrek the ogre.
And she becomes an ogre.
And she becomes an ogre herself. Right, exactly. Now,
but that worked out. He's a nice ogre, right?
Yeah, yes.
I don't understand the jerk aspect of this.
Well, he's grumpy and crass, don't you remember? He hates everyone in his swamp.
Sure, but he loves Fiona, and he's a good ogre boyfriend husband, right?
He doesn't like Donkey or any of the other people.
Well, to be fair, Donkey's a little abrasive.
Yeah.
Fun, but abrasive.
So most of the time, it is a term that's mostly being used about guys.
Okay.
Even though the term may be new, the trend necessarily isn't, where, you know, they put looks lower on their list, where people put looks lower on their list, right?
But now we're just giving it a name.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I don't know. Do you have any other made-up dating terms that you've used with your friends? And I don't know if slumming is still one that's in use or not.
I don't think so. I would say that I think back in the day, I did Shrek a time or two, in the fact that I chose to go out with guys that typically I didn't find, like, they weren't typically my type.
Yeah, you were just thinking, okay, they're not going to break my heart. They're just going to be lucky to be dating me.
Right. So I'm going to step out of my wheelhouse and see if that attraction, like, grows, because they're awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out, obviously.
It didn't work out, but yeah. I ended up with someone that was hot and nice. So yay for me.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yay.
It worked out. It worked out. All right, 502-795-1997. I don't know if you got any stories to go along with this, but we'll take some of those coming up. Some of these dating terms are funny. Oh, getting some messages of bat and cleanup.
Oh, yeah.
Bat and cleanup. That's you've heard that before?
Oh, well, yes, so because I played the sportsy sports, and I played all the sports.
Okay, so this is referring to dating, not necessarily in baseball or softball, where if you're batting cleanup, you're typically the fourth batter. And so if all three batters in front of you make it on base, then it's you bat cleanup. You clean up the bases. You hit them all in.
Yes, you get a grand slam. Yes, that's the thought.
That's the thought. But
yes,
in dating, it's when you show up at a party or a bar near closing time. Everyone's a little drunk. Mm. They've all been flirted with a bit and they haven't gone home with anyone yet. So you roll in and score after others have done all the work.
It's like, come on, babe, I'll scoop you up.
I'll scoop you up.
That's fantastic.
Person said I used to live upstairs from a bar and I would do this all the time. I'd stay in my apartment about a half an hour before last call. I'd go downstairs.
Get out. But I mean, in essence, they're really everyone else's rejects. That's what you're coming down for. Really?
Well.
All right. There's another one in the sports world, benching. So, like, you know, when a player is not doing well, they get pulled out of the game.
Yeah.
They sit on the bench. Usually not a good thing. Kind of same in the dating world. So apparently this is when you kind of pull them out of your regular dating rotation because you're not sure it's working out, but you're not sure it's not working out. So you just want to hit the pause button a little bit, just have them sit out of the game for a sec, see what's going on with the other players on the field, right? You might bring them off the bench again. Not sure. Want to see how it's working.
You're benching them for a minute.
You're benching them for a hot second.
You're like, all right, hey, listen. you're getting pulled out of rotation.
It's just time out. I don't think we tell them that. I think this is just like in your head what you're doing.
Yeah, what you tell your friends. This is what you tell your friends.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm benching Dale because, you know, I think there's
not
other people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not sure.
You know, we were talking about Shrekking being this new dating term, right? And when you date down and you pick someone you're not attracted to because you think maybe they're going to be nice, but then they turn out not to necessarily be nice, so they're not necessarily attractive and they're not nice. So two strikes.
Oh my gosh.
So the other side of that is cupcaking.
What's cupcaking?
I mean, it's just basically another term for like flirting. So if you're cupcaking a person, being sweet and sugary in a good way.
Okay.
All right. You may be laying the quote icing on a little thick, but you know, it's coming from a good place. You know,
okay, so you're just trying
you're
to
interested.
Butter her up a little bit to see where this goes, keep her interested.
Cupcaking.
All right. Do people really actually say these terms, though?
Well, obviously some do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so what's Caspering? Like, we know what ghosting is. Well, yes. But so ghosting is where you just up and disappear.
Right.
Caspering, apparently, sort of the same thing, just lighter and nicer.
It's like
so
you
slowly
disappear.
Disappearing in a nicer, if that's possible,
you just,
kind of way.
That's like when benching becomes ghosting. Like when you bench them and you're just now slowly stopping the communication.
Yeah, I feel like benching could turn into Caspering. Like maybe you're still kind of talking, but we're not necessarily going out as much. We're just kind of keeping them on the line, giving them just enough to keep them on the line, but you are investigating other things.
That's funny. We got a text from Kelly from Crescent Hill who said zombieing is the reemergence from ghosting.
Oh.
You've ghosted someone.
You brought them back from the dead.
Or that could be you called them off of the bench, you know?
Right.
Called them off the bench. There
back
you go.
Back in the game, coach.
Zombieing. That's funny. All right, those are pretty good. It's 99.7 DJX.